Rita, there's someone in the living room we want you to meet.
Oh, no, not another one of these setups. You know, I'm not interested in any arranged marriage.
Yes, yes, just shut up for a minute. We know how you feel about these things.
That's right. So we've taken your view into consideration and we're not going to force you into anything.
So who's in the living room?
All we ask for is compromise, huh? For you to have some respect for the traditional ways.
Sounds fair enough.
So then, if you won't have an arranged marriage, at least consider an arranged shag.
Pardon?
Well, we put an advert in the paper. Professional Hindu Punjabi boy seeks suitable girl for no strings attached. Bunk up.
We've had lots of responses, but we think this girl is the easiest.
We've met her family. They're very nice people.
And they're quite happy for you to violate their daughter at will.
So, go in, go on. Talk to her, get to know her a little.
Although that's not really necessary.
I can't do this.
No, of course you can't. You have no respect for our traditional ways.
Look now, you're upsetting your mother. She's just trying to do her duty. We just want to see you happy.
That's right. And who knows more about your sexual compatibility than your own mother?
Look, I can't just sleep with someone I don't even know.
Well, once you've slept with her, you can grow to know each other.
Of course. Your father and I know each other very much. Now go and hump.
Look, if you don't like her, we've got a list of very loose women who would see you all right. Anyway, what is 30 seconds of your life?
But
listen to me. You think your Western ways are so perfect, huh? I know a lot of people who have had love shags that ended in disaster. It's not always orgasm after orgasm, you know.
What happened if I don't find her attractive? Did you stop to think about that?
Beta, attraction is a very complex thing. There are many ways in which people can be attracted to each other. When your father and I were first introduced, well, there was no attraction at all.
Ah, but then your grandfather gave me some invaluable advice.
What?
He said, my child, what profit is there in looking at the mantelpiece when you're stoking the fire, huh?
And why bother waking up when you can't even feel the poker?